I don't know very much about Michigan State, Mike, and therefore I can't say very much. But I think it's going to be a very even race all the way through, and no team seems to stand out above the others, and I think that probably any team can beat any team on a given Saturday.
Yes, it's going to be a close conference race. But Illinois' prospects this year are the brightest since the 1946 championship season. And now meet the captain of the Fighting Illini, Bill Vohaska, 182-pound senior center from Riverside, Illinois. Bill's a three-year veteran of Illinois varsity football who was chosen by his teammates to lead them through the tough 1950 campaign. Along with Bill is the WILL sports announcer, Fred Corey. Well, Bill, what do you think of the Illini prospects for 1950?
Well, Mike, we have a pretty rough schedule ahead of us. There isn't one breather on the schedule. They're all rough, and we're all looking forward to a hard schedule ahead of us. Now, for the team, on the whole, we have a lot of spirit, and our line should be pretty well balanced. We have two men in each position. In the backfield, we have our weak points. In quarterback, we're weak to the extent we haven't got the experience, but we have the power. In fullback, we're weak to the extent we haven't got the experience, but we have the power. Halfbacks, we're set. John cares without a doubt this year. In the eyes of his players and myself, he should be an All-American. And there's another boy that you're going to hear an awful lot of. His name is Don Stevens. He's constantly pushing John, and it's one of the reasons why John is always performing the way he does is because his competition is so tough. John is being pushed every minute of practice. Now we have our weak points just like any other team. In the Big Ten, we were weak in our kicking, but we might have a boy that might come through and do our kicking, I can't say. And we're weak in linebacking, weak to the extent we haven't got the height. We have the fellows who can sock them and tackle, but we haven't the fellows like Levani and Steger. But on a general whole, Mike, we have the fellows that are in good shape. We all want to play football, and we're all looking forward to a good season, Mike.
Bill, what will be the key game on the Illinois 1950 schedule?
Well, the way I see it, Mike, and the way the teammates see it, this Wisconsin game is going to be the key game of the season. It's going to either make us or break us, Mike.
A veteran sportscaster who has the distinction of broadcasting more Illinois football games than any other member of his profession is Fred Corey. Fred, football's changed quite a good deal from 1950, the first time you broadcast an Illini game, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, Mike. Although the T formation is one of the oldest in football, when I started broadcasting, it was considered absolutely obsolete, and anyone who had brought his team out into a T formation would probably have been razzed right out of the stadium.
Fred, you've seen many Illini come and go, but what Illinois football player sticks in your memory as being the greatest of all times?
Mike, I think that any answer you could give to that question would be unfair to thousands of fine football players. There are many players who stick out in the past in my memory. Of course, we could name the redhead from Wheaton. We could name way back to Hal Pogue. We could name back to Potsy Clark. We could come on through Barry. We could come on through Cliff Halfpenny and many other boys who played. I'd hesitate to say that any was greater than the other. I will say that Grange was a bit overlooked in the fact that he had all-round ability. He was a fine defensive back, one of the best. He could kick better than the average player, and he was a good thrower.
Probably more Illinois football games have been played with four quarters, and the one took place one afternoon out in Columbus, Ohio, when they had five quarters. Fred, you probably remember that very well, don't you?
Yes, I do. In fact, in another 5 seconds, we would have been off the air and wouldn't have finished up that football game. We were just ready to sign off when we saw there was activity down on the field, and the players were coming back, some of them partially dressed and some of them fully dressed.
What was the outcome of that ball game?
Ohio won that ball game after it was over with by a field goal.
Fred, what are the prospects? I know you're looking forward to the 1950 football schedule just as well as Bill. And what kind of a ball club do you think Illinois will have this season?
I think it's going to be a highly interesting ball club. I wouldn't venture a guess as to how many games they might win or lose because this Big Ten league is, I expect this is one of the toughest years overall that we've ever seen in the Big Ten. But I think we'll play interesting ball. I believe the fans will love it because I can't conceive but what there'll be lots of scoring in any game in which Illinois plays and probably on the part of both teams.
Do you look for a championship this year?
I wouldn't look for a championship in any year in the Big Ten, or any team.
How about the Rose Bowl pack, Fred? Do you feel that is good or bad for Big Ten schools?
I'll let the Big Ten commissioners decide that one, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Fred Corey, veteran Illinois football sportscaster, and Bill Vohaska, football captain of the 1950 Fighting Illini.
Football 1950. Get out your pennants and programs, your blankets and binoculars. This year, as every year past, promises thrills and excitement on the gridiron. Prominent teams in sports writers' columns are Illinois, Michigan, and Ohio State. In the Saturday Evening Post's Pigskin Preview for 1950, the
The favored team in the Big Ten contest is Michigan. Second choice in the Big Ten and seventh in the nation is the Illini 11, with Johnny Karras receiving the nomination for All-American Bat. Third place spot is reserved for Ohio State, with Minnesota and Wisconsin as runners-up. Those are the ratings in the post-Pigskin preview. Grantland Rice in Look magazine also favors Michigan, Illinois, and Ohio State in that order. However, Collier's panel of sports writers picks Ohio State for the first place spot, with Illinois and Michigan in a two-way tie for second. Arch Ward, noted writer and sports editor of the Chicago Tribune, has his views of the season's battle, and here he is in person to tell you about them. Arch Ward.
Ray Elliott this fall is confronted with one of the heaviest assignments as a coach that I can recall in a long time. Everyone with whom I talk seems to feel that Illinois this year is going to win the Western Conference title. I admit that I'm among that group. Actually, there isn't any sound reason for predicting that Illinois will wind up the conference race ahead of Ohio State and Michigan. Year in and year out, those universities should be regarded as the ones to beat. They consistently have more material than their competitors. Two other clubs were ahead of Illinois at the end of last season, and it's asking a lot of a squad to leap from that spot up to number one in one year. The coaches may not agree, but I think it's lucky that Illinois will play the two teams, Ohio State and Michigan, which I regard as their leading rivals for conference honors. You cannot whip a foe that isn't on your schedule. I have a hunch that the Illini will win from either the Wolverines or Ohio State. And if I'm right, I'll go a step beyond that and predict that Elliott's men will win the Western Conference title. All of us know that Ray can field an offensive lineup almost left over wholly from last year. But he, above all others, knows his three outstanding worries. One, he has no experienced leader to direct the team at quarterback, without whom very few clubs are able to succeed. Two, he needs a strong kicker. And three, he needs more strength on defense, especially in linebacking. Mistakes on defense cost Illinois at least a couple of games last season. And it's my opinion that Illinois' hopes this fall rest heavily on the development of Ingles at quarterback and whatever success Elliott has in locating replacements behind the line for Russ Sager and Lou Levante. One of the reasons I'm high on Illinois' outlook is my admiration for Elliott and his age. If they have equal material, Ray and his staff will develop a team that will hold its own in any company. And if they come through, and it's my hunch that they will, I'll be with them out west in the Rose Bowl. Among other reasons, I want to see the confusion when I ask my sports writer colleagues if they would like to have Army instead of Illinois.
Part of the credit for a record-breaking football crowd can easily be claimed by the University of Illinois' famed marching band. John Philip Sousa praised it as the greatest marching and singing band in the world. Members, a colorful part of every game in their orange and blue uniforms, marching in perfect unison across the great field. And from their midst, a splotch of white, twisting and turning in the traditional dance of Chief Illini Way. Yes, it's all a glorious part of the nation's number one fall sport. During the next few months, thousands of fans will crisscross the country to boost gate receipts into millions. Among those who will have a special greeting for the football fans this year is University of Illinois athletic director, Doug Mills.
I would like to take this opportunity to welcome all the citizens of the state of Illinois and friends of our great university to come and visit us this fall. We have a very splendid football schedule lined up, We hope that a great many of you will have the opportunity to come and visit us. We have the last three Rose Bowl champions on our schedule this year, Michigan, Northwestern, and Ohio State, plus our first Rose Bowl opponent, UCLA. We have as our home games this year, September 30th, Ohio University of Athens, Ohio, October 7th, Imans Day, University of Wisconsin, October 21st, University of Washington, Seattle, October 28th, homecoming with Indiana, and conclude our home schedule, November 18th, Dad's Day, with Ohio State, last year's Rose Bowl champion and co-Big Ten champion. All of us are proud of the University of Illinois. Her name is known in far places. Her influence through instruction, research, public service, and alumni activities has touched many aspects of men's lives. I hope that you'll come and visit us, come early, stay late, and see a great many things of interest in your own state university.
Football 1950. Welcome to Illinois. And this welcome extends to the thousands of you who will join us in Memorial Stadium and on the radio. For fun, for spectacle, for thrills, for fond memories this fall, follow the Fighting Illini. This has been a tape-recorded feature of the University of Illinois Radio Service.